Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Nelson, and this is we're going to talk about a 37th annual event. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
Have you been around all those 37 years helping with this event?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Most of them. Okay, let's tell folks what it is and when it is and where it is.
Well, this is Green Ridge annual show. It's steam and gas engine antique show. And it's two days at the end this coming two weeks.
Saturday and Sunday, this coming right up. I cannot believe, Bob, this coming week is the 20th and 21st. That's September true. Is more than half over, but this is about the same time you have this show every year, isn't it?
That's right. It's that time of the year.
Yes, it is. Okay. So that's a Saturday and Sunday, September 20 and 21. And let's tell people where it is and how they can get there.
Well, if you go to Irwin, it's 1 mile south, 1 mile west, and a mile and a half south. It's just a little bit on this side of Irwin. There'll be a sign along the gravel road there, and you have to turn west.
Okay.
And, just on this side of Irwin.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm sure that there are markers out there so people can find the place. Now, as you mentioned, you know, the name of the show is the Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show, but there's so much more than that. So let's talk about some of the kinds of exhibits and kinds of things that are going to be going on.
Yeah, well, we have a sorghum mill. They'll be making sorghum. You know, a lot of people have heard about sorghum, but they don't know where it comes from or how it's made. So we have a sorghum mill there, and of course a flour mill, shingle mill, carpenter shop, sawmill, blacksmith shop, rope and broom making, and be threshing out in the field, oats hulling, a stationary baler, and corn shelling. There'll be, for the kids, there's pony rides, pedal tractor pulls, petting zoo, and face painting.
As you went down that list, when you talked about sorghum, shingles, flour, brooms, and so on, you know, now we order those on the internet or we go to our local store. Nobody makes those things anymore.
Somebody makes them, but not like we used to.
That's true. And so it's a lesson in history, or just kind of remembering olden times by coming to see how this is done, because these are going on. People come and see this actually happen.
Yeah, it's a good demonstration. Some people just don't ever know how things were done at one time.
Right. And saying that, I know now we said it's Saturday and Sunday open to the public, but on Friday, talk about not knowing, you have a whole group of people come.
Yeah, Friday's Kids Day. They bring kids there by the busload from the schools around, and they get a chance to visit every display, and they enjoy it usually.
Yeah. Well, I know some kids are going, well, it was kind of a day out of classroom, but some of them, I'm sure, are really fascinated, and I'm guessing some of them have questions. As they look at the demonstrations, surely some of them are so interested that they have questions.
There's no shortage of questions.
Yeah, and that's good. Now, which one of those are you working on, Bob?
I usually work at the single mill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you said, you've been helping with this a long time. But now we're talking about this Friday for the kids, Saturday and Sunday for the public. Obviously, this doesn't happen just on those days. How, you know, you must have to work ahead to get this all kind of set up, and that kind of continues from year to year.
Yeah, it's a monthly meeting year round, and they do other the club does other things like tractor rides and horse rides and stuff like that during the year. But the Green Ridge Show usually the week or two before it takes to get things lined up and going.
And that only happens because there's lots of volunteers like you and many other people who are making this happen. Now, in addition to, I think most of the things we talked about here are outside things, but there are some inside things also because of the house.
Yes, we have the old farmhouse, and it's set up like it was in the old days. We have a cream separator on the back porch, and washing machine is out there. And they have an apron display in the kitchen, and so it's set up pretty much like the old time house.
And you know, you mentioned the apron display. We could just as well say that we know who puts that together. That's your wife Frances, who has collected those over time. And I just think when you talk about aprons, if they could tell stories, there would be so many stories connected to those aprons. So it's kind of fun to go and see all these different kind of aprons. The workaday aprons and the fancy ones that we wore at weddings and all those sorts of things. Now, also, in addition to the aprons, I understand there's also a quilt show in the house.
There's what?
A quilt show, isn't there? I think I saw on the list that there's also a quilt show, and I'm sure that's in the house.
Yeah, there'll be quilts there too, yes. Yeah.
So lots of things to see around the grounds and in the house. But this year, you have also added a couple of special items that are not there every year. And before we talk about one that's coming from Bellevue University, I see there's a Maytag Collectors Club.
That's right, and they're going to put on a display up there for us this year. And I'm sure it'll be interesting. Everybody had Maytag.
Isn't that right? And some of them lasted for years and years and years as compared to what we have now. Now, the other exhibit, as I mentioned, Bellevue University, is called Remembering Our Fallen. And this is, as I understand, these are the service people from Iowa that they've done this kind of in a lot of different states. And it's something you walk through and see lots of pictures.
The display is set up by the Bellevue University, and it's sponsored here by the association and Juice Bar and Grill in Manila, and Aspenwall Co-op, and D&L Auto Savage in Kimbleton. Mm. So, and then there were from private donors too. Mm. So that's. That's how we got it here.
Yes. And their purpose, as they have written, is it says, was Remembering Our Fallen, was created to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice in Iraq and Afghanistan. Its legacy will be that these men and women will never be forgotten and that their names will be remembered and spoken. So this is there's lots of fun going on. This end is a little more serious side and has a really important purpose for remembering our fallen from Iowa. Now, that goes on both Saturday and Sunday. It's a display, so you can see it whenever. You know, Bob, I don't know that we said the hours of this.
9 o'clock in the morning till 4 at night. For each day we have a parade, and that's... That about stops the day.
Okay, that's kind of the grand ending to the day.
That's right.
And, of course, to start the day, the flag-raising ceremony at 9 o'clock. Now, the other thing that we haven't talked about is price. There is a fee to get in.
Yeah. It's $5, and that'll get you in both days.
Okay.
We do have camping, and there's some of the camping that has electricity if they want it, or if they need it. And...
Do they have to call ahead if they want to camp? Just see how it works.
It might be all right to call ahead, but I think generally we get people in.
Okay. Now, I do have a phone number here that you could get more information, 712-766-3545. But, Bob, if somebody has a question like right now, they could probably call Bob Nelson also.
Yep, 243-2316.
Okay, and you, of course, are in the Atlantic phone book, Bob Nelson. And I want to mention that if you have a craft or something that you would like to be a seller, a vendor, you're still open to that, but, you need to call and get that permission.
We have some attractions for the kids. We got pony rides, pedal tractor pull, and the petting zoo, and face painting. And we also have the little train ride, you know, where the tractor pulls the kids around and it makes a big long train out of it. They have a good time at that.
You bet. And also, I know there'll be food there, including homemade ice cream. So get on over to the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. It's coming Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4, September 20 and 21. We want to thank you very much, Bob Nelson, for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
And until next time, here's a thought. Make peace with your past so it won't screw up the future.